This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The U.S. Capitol on high alert.
A very clear and present danger.
House passes election reform.
It could become the most significant overhaul of U.S. elections and government ethics in a generation.
Welcome back to Broadway.
I want people to feel completely safe when they walk in.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. There is extra security at the U.S. Capitol, and the House is not meeting in person this March 4th, the day extremist groups believe Donald Trump will retake office. Capitol Police have reported an intelligence warning about a possible follow-up attack to January's deadly riot. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is outside the fortified perimeter.
The nation's capital on high alert this morning after a federal intelligence bulletin warned a group of militia violent extremists discussed plans to take control of the U.S. Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers on or about March 4th.
We do have some concerning intelligence. That intelligence is law enforcement sensitive. We've taken immediate steps to let the National Guard as well as our workforce know what to expect.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman briefed lawmakers yesterday.
We know that the threats are through the roof.
Facebook confirms it is monitoring efforts to attempt or coordinate actions tied to a QAnon conspiracy theory that former President Trump will rise to power today.
CBS News senior national security analyst Fran Townsend says investigating domestic terrorism is more difficult than foreign terror.
Americans understandably have constitutional protections, and so the FBI has to have a predicate in order to look at activity here in the U.S. That's the right thing to do, but it makes investigating all the more onerous.
The House has passed a sweeping voting rights bill. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The For the People Act requires states to offer same-day voter registration and would automatically register all eligible voters. It also limits states' ability to purge voter rolls and would restore voting rights to felons who've completed their sentences. Democrats say the reforms would expand voting access to marginalized groups, especially minorities, and establish some national standards. Republicans say it gives too much power to the federal government to manage what are supposed to be state-run elections. And the fate of this legislation isn't likely to be good in the Senate.
House Democrats have passed a police overhaul bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It will take a tremendous step forward to stop the violence, stem the suffering, and start to build a better America.
The legislation is named for George Floyd, the black man from Minneapolis who died after a police officer pressed a knee to his neck. The Senate could take up a new COVID relief bill soon after President Biden agreed to a compromise limiting eligibility for stimulus checks. The details from correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Individuals making up to $75,000 would get the full amount, but then smaller checks would start to go to people making up to $80,000 a year. Married couples who make up to $150,000 will get $2,800 for a couple, and then $1,400 additional for each child. Smaller checks would then go to couples making up to a combined $160,000.
Republicans say that's too much. They're vowing to drag out a vote as long as they can. In his first public appearance since allegations of inappropriate conduct, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has apologized but says he will not resign. He is promising to cooperate with a state investigation. Correspondent Jerika Duncan is in Albany.
I ask the people of this state to wait for the facts from the Attorney General's report before forming an opinion.
That seems to be exactly what most Democratic Party leaders in New York are doing, including the state senators.
I think overwhelmingly there's a sense that it's, you know, we should be fair about this.
New York State Democratic Chair Jay Jacobs says a lot will depend on the outcome of the investigation.
We don't want to look back at it at some time in the distant future and think that maybe we rushed this.
Some 20 Democrats are now calling for him to step down. But with leadership taking a wait-and-see approach, the governor is holding on.
I'm not going to resign.
Entertainment is making a comeback in New York City. Governor Cuomo says performances at Radio City Music Hall, Lincoln Center, and Broadway theaters will all be allowed to resume April 2nd with limited audience capacity. Catherine Russell, general manager at the Theater Center, can't wait.
I love being on stage. I love selling the tickets. I love mopping the floor.
Up to 100 people will be allowed to watch indoors, 200 outside. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is defending his decision to drop all pandemic restrictions.
All the metrics have been lining up to ensure that we are going to be able to open, and we're going to be able to open safely, and the numbers will continue.
President Biden called the decision Neanderthal thinking. Kroger, Macy's, Starbucks, and Target say they will continue to require masks in their stores in Texas. The head of Texas Power Grid is out. ERCOT's board members have fired Bill Magnus in the wake of last month's winter storm. He is now the highest-ranking official to lose his job after deadly blackouts that left millions of people without electricity and heat for days. Britain's 99-year-old Prince Philip has undergone heart surgery. Correspondent Mark Phillips from London.
Buckingham Palace issued a typically terse statement. The Duke of Edinburgh underwent a successful procedure for a pre-existing heart condition, it said. Prince Philip first had treatment for a blocked coronary artery 10 years ago. The palace added the Duke will remain in hospital for treatment and rest and recuperation for a number of days.
A day after a report in the Times of London claimed she bullied Kensington Palace staffers, Meghan Markle speaks out in a new clip from her interview with Oprah.
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
The full interview airs Sunday on CBS. Mixed results for a SpaceX rocket. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The Starship pulled off a successful launch and landing, but it exploded a few minutes after touchdown in a spectacular fireball. Totally ripped the prototype apart and spread debris all over the launch site. It was the third explosion in a row for SpaceX's Starship test program, but company founder Elon Musk says the team will press ahead with development of the fully reusable heavy lift rocket.
A pop song leads to ecclesiastical fury overseas.
This is El Diablo, Cyprus's official entry in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. This annual celebration of, let's face it, pretty schlocky Europop music doesn't normally cause controversy, but the singer here is calling herself the Devil's Angel. And now the Orthodox Church of Cyprus has called for El Diablo to be withdrawn, charging it advocates devil worship. Public sentiment on Cyprus appears divided, but the state broadcaster insists El Diablo stays. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Tiger Woods says he doesn't remember last week's SUV crash in California that left him with serious leg injuries. USA Today says the golf great told sheriff's deputies he had no recollection of driving or how the accident happened. They hope to glean information from the car's black box. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.